Kevin McElroy, welcome. Thanks for coming in and talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
You are the co-owner of Robert Lawrence Hair Studio.
Yes.
On Oakland.
Sherwood.
In Sherwood, just north of Capitol. Co-owner with?
My mom.
Your mom. Mm-hmm. Good.
Bev Sullivan.
Does she work there?
Yeah. She does all the bookwork and ordering and keeps me in line and all that stuff.
Right. It's a great place. I get my hair cut there. So, Kevin, you run Robert Lawrence Hair Studio, and you also cut hair for the rep?
Yeah, well, I used to be the wig master for the rep for 19 seasons, and when I knew that we were going to be placed with a child, then I had, given notice and said, I really can't do this. You know, I need to have time with at the one time it was, you know, just Eli. I knew that I needed time with him, so I wanted to have those days off to raise the children.
Now, you still make wigs, though, for cancer victims?
Right, cancer patients.
Anyone with hair loss?
Mm-hmm. Yep, anything from trichotillomania to different alopecia, just female pattern baldness to whatever it would be. Just really helping somebody out if they are very self-conscious about the lack of hair that they have. And, you know, helping them to feel better about themselves.
Great.
So, and I still cut hair for the Milwaukee Rep. I still go in and cut hair for the actors. So I get to see all my friends there.
Yeah, because 19 years, and it's the same company still.
Yeah.
So you've been cutting those guys' hair since they were kids.
Yeah, and it's just a really wonderful, wonderful group of people to work with, too.
Yeah, no, there's some good actors there. You also are the proud father of two boys.
Yep, that's correct.
Eli and Kai.
Yep.
And Kai. And who's your partner?
My partner is Wayne White. We've been together for going on 24 years.
That's great. But you're not married, but you're committed to each other.
Right, yeah.
Now, in this state, the state of Wisconsin, you're not allowed to marry, correct?
That is correct, right.
Are you allowed to? Is it a civil union?
We have what's considered domestic partnership that you can file for through the state, and that allows us 43 rights compared to the over 200 rights that a married couple has.
Legal rights.
Rights where hospital visitation, if one of us is ill, as far as our home that we own together, if something would happen to one of us, then, you know, the property would go to the other person.
Right. So what about the children?
Well, the children, there is no two-parent adoption in the state of Wisconsin, unfortunately.
Two-parent same-sex adoption.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yeah. And I believe, actually, two-parent adoption, it may also be for heterosexual couples, too. I believe it's just a single-parent adoption in Wisconsin. I don't know for sure, but I'm almost positive.
Okay, right.
I know that some couples have... We're able to do it through some judges. We're, you know, some judges in Wisconsin were, you know, okay with it and kind of let that go through. But I believe recently it had gone before the Supreme Court in Wisconsin, and it was turned down.
Okay.
A couple had brought it forward.
So in order to adopt children, you and Wayne?
Right.
One of you had to adopt.
One of us is the adoptive parent, as a single parent. And then the other one would become legal guardian. And then we have to go through jumping through all the hoops with a lawyer and putting all this money to try and make sure that they're protected in the event of something would happen to both of us.
Right. Yeah, that the children don't, that you have some choice into who becomes their caretaker.
Exactly.
And they don't go back to becoming wards of the state.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, who did you adopt here in the state?
Yes,
and
we did.
And in Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both children were born here in Milwaukee. Both children were considered safe haven children, which is a wonderful law that we have here in Wisconsin, where the biological mother can drop the child off at the hospital or at a fire station or police station with no questions asked. If they feel as though that they can't take care of that child.
Right.
It certainly has, I believe, stopped a lot of children being left on doorsteps or in dumpsters and horrible stories that you hear on the news. That actually is quite successful in Wisconsin.
Right. Is that a new law? Is that a recent?
It's fairly recent. I'm not sure how many years it's been in effect, and other states do have it.
Right.
You know, we're not the only state.
Right. No. So how old were Kai and Eli when you got them?
We actually got a call from, we're foster parents,
right.
And we got a call from Children's Society Services of Wisconsin. That's what it's called.
Right.
And they were two
days
old.
Had to be a complicated
exactly,
name, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the government if it wasn't overcomplicated. Right?
Yeah. They were only 2 days old, so right from the hospital.
So you got them right straight away? Mm-hmm. So you had no foreknowledge that there was a kid in the
no,
tubes, as it were, ready to come? So you just got a call in, but you were on the list.
Right, exactly.
How long had you been on the list?
Well, just to kind of back up, we had started with private adoption first.
Okay.
And that actually had gone on for about 3 years and was not going anywhere. And we basically were throwing a lot of money, you know, at this potential of being chosen, and nothing was happening. We were not hearing anything. And you know, even though you call and say, what's going on? And they say, well, you know, there's no match yet. So we just kind of were getting very discouraged. I mean, we had a baby room set up, you know, walking past it for 3 years and realizing that nothing is happening. So that was getting a little depressing. So we decided to go the route of foster parents through the Foster to Adopt program through Milwaukee.
Right. So you become the foster parent mm-hmm. for a period of time, and then with the option to buy, with the option to adopt.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, the state.
And that protects the child.
Right.
And it protects you also. Mm-hmm. You give how many months?
It's 6 months before the adoption goes through.
Okay.
You know, that gives the state plenty of time to come in and check out our surroundings. And,
right.
And if we feel comfortable with the children, of course we would. How would you not fall in love with a two-day-old baby? You know?
Even better than puppies.
Exactly. How they handle it, I think, is really wonderful, and I give them a lot of credit. I mean, we start out, to get our foster license, we had to take classes.
Right.
So we're fully aware of what we're getting into.
Right.
I think a lot of biological parents should take classes too, because it certainly answered a lot of questions for us.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, because mm-hmm. a lot of people have kids at any age. Even when I was older, when I had my first kid,
right.
and I didn't have any classes, and I didn't know what to do. Lots of books to read and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
And grandma answers a lot of questions too.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You got.
We were really quite fortunate. Two very good friends of ours. They no longer live here in Wisconsin. They're in California, but they went through the Foster to Adopt program before us.
Okay.
So they were also kind of out there before we went through.
They
it.
Broke
and
some
they
ground.
Broke some ground,
it.
And
right.
that you know answered a lot of questions and that.
But you found the state to be very simpatico, very understanding, and very thoughtful and careful in placing Eli and Kai with you.
Right, exactly.
Even in a state where same-sex marriage is not allowed,
mm-hmm.
and in a state where in much of the state same-sex couples probably still get a lot of abuse mm-hmm. and a certain amount of disdain, but the people who handled the child and handled the foster child and then handled the adoption, you found to be...
They were wonderful. They
right.
did not look at us any differently, I believe, that they would as a same-sex
right.
couple.
Right.
So they enjoyed coming to our house for the visits, and, you know, everything was... We just felt like it was completely normal. We never felt as though that there
right.
was any...
No extra pressure, no...
Right, no extra pressure, right.
People snickering behind their hands
right,
or anything
right,
like
right.
that, right.
I mean, we probably get some looks out in public. I don't really pay close attention to that.
better ignoring them.
You know, and it could also be that I'm a white male with two mixed-race children.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I can't read their minds, so I don't really know what they're
right.
thinking.
Right.
I have had some unusual questions that weren't thought through before they were asked, like who's the mommy? And it's
right.
like, well, no, we're both dads.
Right. Yeah, no, so you are both dads. I
right.
mean, that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So both Kai and Eli are mixed race.
Right.
Do you know anything about the
Only
parenting?
Only what
biological
the,
parenting?
Yeah, only what the mother had left as far as information
okay.
about the children. When we are called, we know the health of the child and what mixed race they are.
Okay.
None of the information about the mother would be left for us, because that's completely protected.
Right. She's protected.
She's protected, even her health history.
Oh.
We were very fortunate that the social worker that met with her, mm-hmm. In both situations, two different people, had said that there was no red flags, that they didn't see anything down the road that we would have to worry about.
Right.
We do find out that the children are tested negative for drugs or alcohol.
Okay.
Okay.
So good. So you...
Yeah, and they're both very healthy.
And they're very... I mean, it's the
and
same...
they're right on track with development and...
Now, how old are they now? Ahead.
Eli is 2.
2.
And Kai is 1.
Is 1. Daycare?
Yeah, we go through daycare. It's a preschool program called Milestones. It's wonderful.
I've heard of Milestones.
They're all up and down the North Shore. They have different programs in different areas.
Right.
They go 3 days a week, and then I'm with them 3 days a week. So okay. I have, and then on Sunday. So.
Right, great. I'm always, somehow you're always looking for the obstacles or the rough spots.
Mm-hmm.
But any difficulties when placing them in daycare as far as being a same-sex couple?
No, not at all. They were very, very welcoming.
Right. So the world's a lot hipper than I think it is, isn't it?
I think so. And I also think that there's different areas probably in Milwaukee where it's a little bit more, they're more open.
More understanding, right, yeah.
You know, where we live, it's definitely more open. Right. I think that sometimes it takes someone by surprise, but they don't make any comments, and then they understand what's going on.
Right. So if we, there's no negative comes out.
Right, just, exactly. Right.
Yeah, because it is still, I think, it is an unusual circumstance,
mm-hmm.
same-sex parents, two females or two males,
mm-hmm.
With parents, and then now you've got two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, everything is geared around a mommy and a daddy, you know.
Sure.
Even in daycare or any kind of classes that we would take,
right.
You know. So we just are right out there, you know, being honest with them right up front if we take a class that we're both dads, you know,
right.
Daddy and Papa.
Right, okay.
So Wayne's Papa and I'm Dad.
I was going to say, are you Dad? Okay.
I'm Dad, yeah. Right. And then that just kind of takes away that uncomfortableness. I'd rather just ease it for someone right away.
Right.
And let them know what the situation is.
Yeah, as long as the people who are going to be taking care of your kids know mm-hmm. how you think of it and are teaching the kids, then they can follow suit.
Follow through, right.
And also then there's no difficult questions or confusion with the child later on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I suspect that there will be, inevitably, there is in every kid,
mm-hmm.
questions and confusion. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you...
Well,
you don't want to predict that too much.
Right. As a, for instance, you know, Eli's at the age where he recognizes, obviously, that some children have mommies and some
right.
children have just a dad and some have just a mom, you
right.
know.
Right.
And he has two dads. So that's, you know, very cool. I cut hair for a living, and how he describes my job is I pull and cut mommy hair, because whenever he stopped in to see me,
there's usually a woman's hair.
A woman is in my chair, so he sees me combing and pulling and cutting, so that's what he associates it with. But he knows that he has, you know, a daddy and a papa.
Right.
You know.
Right. And that's normal to
right.
him. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, in any songs that are on CDs or whatever, there's songs about mommies and daddies and whatever. And, of course, that he knows that, like I said, you know, that parents, that there's moms and dads. And
right.
some kids have a mom and a dad, and some kids have two moms, and some kids have two dads.
So. Right, right. But you're starting the conversation now, and you, even in the books you were reading, you were telling
mm-hmm.
me before that you read to him are...
Yeah, there's a lot of great books out there that are geared toward differences in
right.
families,
right.
not only the sex, but also the ethnicity. You know, there's, you know, multicultural families and that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And there is, I know, cool. having had to raise a child, that there's a, there is an amazing amount of children's books for children and books about children
mm-hmm.
that... And the sensibility of them is really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, very open and very
Yeah,
generous.
There was a book that we were turned on to at the very beginning, and it's actually a true story that happened in the Central Park Zoo. It was two male penguins, that
yeah.
the zookeeper had noticed that they had taken a rock and put it in a nest that they made together.
Oh, really?
And then he, at one point, there was an abandoned little baby penguin, so
right.
he actually took that little baby penguin and gave it to them, and they raised... It's a true story. They
really?
Raised
no kidding.
That, yeah, those two male penguins raised the baby penguin. And the book is called Entangle Makes Three.
And Tango Makes Three.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who the author is, but it is a true story.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I tear up a little bit on that. That's, and they found it, they took a rock first.
Right, and put it in their nest and sat on the rock and took care of the rock. And then finally, when he was tuned into what they were doing and he saw that there was a little baby penguin, he brought that baby, the one that was abandoned, brought it over for them to raise.
That's great. That's amazing. Well, congratulations.
I mean,
congratulations on having two children. And now, are you done? Are you done?
Yes, we're done. Yes, two. We don't want to be outnumbered.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because later on. And they're 13 months apart.
Right.
So like Irish twins, so they'll really hang together on you.
And they're really, really close. They're very, very good friends and brothers. And Eli helps Kai out quite often.
Yeah, I was going to say, is Eli happy to have...
He just loves his little brother.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And he's a big help.
He's actually teaching him words, which is amazing to me.
Oh, good. Yeah, because he's got... He has languages full
sentences. Yeah, he's speaking and... Right, exactly. And
how old is Eli then?
He's two.
No, Eli's two, but how old's Kai?
Kai is one.
Kai is one. Okay.
Yeah, so Kai actually is saying quite a few words that Eli is teaching him. So.
Right, and walking and everything?
Walking and running. And Eli, I always say, is the type of child that'll kind of sit back and watch what's going on and observe. He's very much an observing child.
Right.
And Kai will be the first to run headfirst into a wall. I mean, that's just the difference between the
Well, he had second children a lot of times do that because it's just trying to keep up with the older brother or sister, right? And what was it emotionally that made the two of you think you wanted to have a child? Or psychologically,
something
emotionally?
Something that we could definitely do together and we could share and build our family together.
Right.
We both have our careers. We both, own a home together.
Right.
And realize that we certainly can offer a decent home to children.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So just something that we really had thought about and weren't really quite sure if it was possible for us to do until we had seen other friends do it.
Right. Well, because there are obvious obstacles.
Right.
And seeing somebody else go through it makes you realize it's actually possible without being scarred horrendously.
Mm-hmm. And reading different articles online of people that have done it before us.
Right.
And really there are no developmental issues as far as same-sex couples for the children or anything like that.
It's been going on long enough.
It's going on long enough that there's
we know.
There's lots of studies that have been done, and there are no long-term effects that are negative. They're all positive.
Right, yeah. And the world's slowly, slowly getting a little bit more generous in its ability to tolerate differences and diversity, so it's getting better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, we wanted to get better a little faster, but it's getting better.
Yeah, I think that we'll see something in our lifetime still. I mean, I believe that we will. I mean, there's certainly more states that are making it legal for same-sex marriage.
If they can do it in Iowa.
Exactly.
I mean, they can do it anywhere.
And New York, hey.
And New York, New York is sort of like, well, of course, New York. Well, I lived in New York City for a long time, and of course, in New York City. The rest of New York is the opposite of New York City. So, New York, Iowa, so it's possible. They keep giving it and taking it away into California, but eventually it'll be. You're right, I think. And I think hopefully you're right, and I knock on wood, in our lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so.
Well, again, thanks for coming in, and thanks for talking
to me.
And congratulations to all of you.
Yeah,